What's up, you amazing listeners and viewers tuning in from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from. I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, as well as the host of this wonderful show, Reviewing Ruderalis, brought to us by Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review. Be sure to smash that like button, comment down below any questions you have, and subscribe or follow along from whichever platform you're on so you never miss out on an amazing episode we post. Now, in today's episode, it's going to be a pretty simple, short, and sweet kind of reviewing Ruderalis episode. I'm just doing a garden update on the MSNL autos I have going, as well as the Seedsman and the Fruit by the Foot by Atlas. So let's talk about the MSNL plants to start, and We'll talk about all of them. What have I done to all of these autoflowers? Have they gotten the same treatment? Are they in different circumstances? All of these autos are pretty much in the same... I'm like double checking. Yes, they're all in the same size pots. They all got Roots Organic 707 blend with a mix of Nature's Living Soil additive. So yeah, sorry. And I also am going to be re-amending the soil here shortly with Terra Vesco earthworm castings. Or the Terra Vesco vermicompost, sorry. And I'll be doing 1 to 2 cups per little pot. They're in like 1 gallon grow pots or half gallon grow. I think it's 1 gallon grow pots. They're all doing great. I have only done low stress training with a little bit of Cushman chiropractics and some super cropping. So essentially from day 1 to 7, I did nothing to them. Day 7 to 14, I started doing some low stress training, just bending them down, pulling them down. Day 14 to 21, I started doing the Cushman chiropractics. Now day 21 to 28, I've done a bunch of training and actually started to like really strengthen the stems. We're probably about day 30 right now, and I see pistils on a good majority of them. The smaller ones still are growing. They're all looking really, really wonderful. Out of the MSNL bunch, the one that is taken off the absolute like craziest and is probably one of the most hardiest ones is the Acapulco Gold Auto. I'm really excited for that one. I'll probably ask for more of those and try to run like 4 or so in the Autopot system, which... the Mephisto genetics will be going in there. They're in their solo cups right now, so I'll be transplanting them soon. So that's exciting. But for MSNL, Seedsman, and Fruit by the Foot, the MSNL autos are all coming along wonderfully. The Acapulco Gold is probably about 6.5 inches, roughly 6 inches, just about 2 to 8 inches, maybe in that range. And the other autos are pretty much all following right behind with some a little stouter, some really, really vibrant. But the Acapulco Gold is definitely a stellar pheno. I'm really excited to see the product from it. That's been a fan favorite of mine for a long time as far as like seeing pictures of it, reading about it, hearing strain reviews of it. So I'm very excited for that one. As far as resilience and how much rigidity these plants have had as far as the MSNL autos go, the MSNL autos have all literally bounced back within anywhere from 10 hours to 14 hours. They'll be completely back to normal from the training that I've done. So within a 24-hour span, they're completely healthy, happy, and doing great, like perfect. I did not top any of them. I just let them all straight up go as like single nodal like style plants. That's just how I'm just growing them in like a sea of green style. Will I top some in the future? Yeah, I'm going to probably get my hands on some more Acapulco Gold, and then I'm going to probably top it to see how hardy that strain is and really put it to the test. All of the plants have accidentally gotten overwatered once, so that was kind of a funny little goof thing I did. My whole garden, I accidentally overwatered, like every plant in it, and they all totally bounced back. It was fine. I just let them dry out. They haven't been underwatered. All of them are very happy and healthy green. If you want to see pictures or videos of these plants, I post videos and sometimes pictures on my Instagram, The Cannabis Chronicles. But if you want to check me out on the Autoflower Review Discord, I post all of the MSNL updates and all that stuff. And I post lots of photos there so you can see individual plants and things like that. So definitely check that out. I have the list of the strains that I grew. Obviously, the list, I need to go in and actually make the updated list because of some of the plants early on I accidentally killed by overwatering or underwatering. It happens. But all these plants survived. I think I have like 12 total or something like that. So they're doing really, really amazing. Now for Seedsman, I have an Alaskan purple and that one's growing really wonderfully. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how purple it gets and see what colors we can pull out of it. And then for the Atlas, I have Fruit by the Foot going, and I'll be growing more Atlas genetics here soon. I just did a big MSNL run. Both of which are doing great. The Seedsman and the Atlas are doing phenomenal. I did the same training that I've done to the others. The stems are thickening. They're doing really well in their homes. But yeah, that Acapulco Gold is just kind of above the rest. It's been definitely 2 to 3 times the size comparative to the rest of the autoflowers the entire time of growth. So it's been quite the stellar pheno. I'm excited for all these plants. It's been a while since I've grown autoflowers like this and just let them go and not done like some crazy wonky stuff, reversing them, this, that, and the other. So I'm really excited for this run to actually not be messed up or any of that fun stuff. So, they're all doing really great. As far as what I'm feeding them and how often I'm watering, because I get that question all the time, relatively about 6.0 pH on the pH range. And I am giving them pH and dechloridated water with Terravesco liquid vermicompost, just about a quarter of a cup to half a cup, depending on how heavy of a feed I want. I do about a half a teaspoon to a quarter teaspoon of the a great white myco liquid microbial boost. And then I do the Hygrozyme product. So I have Hygrozyme, HyClean, and HyShield. About a quarter teaspoon for each of those. And I add about a little quarter teaspoon of pH Lush by Cultured Biologics, which I'm waiting for Cultured Biologics to come back. I'm just sending all the good vibes out to Tim McCormick and his business partner. And I really hope that they can get back into business making product, because I'm telling you what, I really, really do love Cultured Biologics stuff. It is really, really phenomenal. He had such a science to it, and it's really a shame when circumstances affect small businesses. So without saying much further on that, that's what I'm feeding my plants. And I spray them, basically allow the water to slightly pull out the bottom and then be sucked back up. I do that once every 1 to 3 days, and sometimes once every 1 to 5 days, give or take how wet the environment is. And it's more than plenty. I have my height just about 25 to 30 inches above the plants, because it's a pretty strong light for just the area. And I have a lot of light coming from all different sides just because it's a veg room. So there's a ton of light. They're very happy. The branches and stems are starting to seriously bulk up. I've been, like I said, doing that Cushman chiropractics to really thicken them out and really get that inside the internal membrane really, really strong. I'm very excited to see what happens here soon. What I will probably do when they start producing flower, I'll probably put little bamboo stakes inside of all of them just to help support the main cola and try to get as much weight as I can. I'll be adding the TMB Naturals CO2 canisters all around my room. I have to re-amend them. I have to spend like a day doing that, probably tomorrow most likely. That's my update for today. It was just a very quick, simple update. This is what I do. I'm not doing anything crazy with them. Just very simple maintenance. I maintenance them like literally when I get home from work or before I go to work, and I'm working about like, I have to drive an hour. So I have to leave my house at 10, and I usually don't get home till about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So 10 to 10, I'm not at home. So I have to do all my stuff in the morning or all my stuff in the evening, which I try to do everything in the morning, because I've had a podcast talking about circadian rhythm and how like grow lights can affect your circadian rhythm. So yeah, I just try to water my plants, be as good as I can. All the other clones, if you're curious on just my mother plants and the regular photo periods I have, all the clones of mother plants are doing great. They're all passing tests with flying colors, and I've got a whole new round of clones that'll be going into flower here soon too. So that's my update. Definitely check out the Autoflower Review Discord. I post a ton of stuff behind the scenes for the Cannatrol, for Atlas, for Seedsman, for MSNL, for the Autopod system, which I'll be putting more plants into. So definitely check all that out, which I have to do the maintenance on the Autopod system tomorrow and clean up all the little bit of algae or slime buildup. Basically, I just have the water in there sitting and chilling while I'm waiting for plants, and it's closed off. So I just have to clean the reservoir and like the pH the pH probe, the dissolved oxygen probe, and the temperature probe. It's a very simple process. It works better than trying to change 20 gallons of water every few days when you don't need it. But yeah, so that's the update for the garden. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all are growing some fun plants. And if you have any questions on, you know, if you're struggling growing autoflowers, if you're struggling with the germination process, the seedling stage, getting them to juveniles, are you transplanting? Are you planning to the final home? All those questions, you can definitely tag at the Cannabis Chronicles on the Autoflower Review Discord and ask me any of them. You can comment down below on the YouTube channel, or you can DM me on Instagram. So definitely check that out. Check all those, you know, the Discord stuff out, and let me know if you have any questions. Without further ado, be sure to like this episode if you did enjoy. Follow along or subscribe to show Atlas Review. Atlas Review. Now I'm combining my sponsors to show Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review some serious love for allowing me to blab every Monday to you all about reviewing Ruderalis and Ruderalis cannabis and cannabis and all sorts of stuff. So I really appreciate it. Without further ado, much love, happy growing, and peace, everyone.